CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Huron County is investing $300,000 in efforts to bring more childcare spaces to the area. The funds will go to supporting startup costs for Early Years Education System to launch an 88-space childcare center in Goderich. On Wednesday, Council heard a report from Cheryl Patience, Manager of Children's Services, noting that the for-profit operator still has to get licensed with the Ministry of Education before they can enter a service agreement. Goderich Mayor Trevor Bazinet says it's still welcome news.
The timing of this report couldn't be any better. Over the past 5 days, I've received 3 phone calls from frustrated parents in the town of Goderich alone, just with the lack of daycare that we're able to provide. Unfortunately, like Cheryl said, it might take a year before they receive their license, but I'm happy to see that we are looking at other avenues to provide daycare for people.
Huron County has committed to creating an additional 175 childcare spaces by 2026. The South Bruce OPP officers will target the Erin Eldersley area after a spike in property crime. South Bruce OPP Constable Matt Thorpe points to increased reports of fuel thefts and suspicious activity in the area.
Due to the incidents being concentrated in the Erin Eldersley area, we've assigned additional patrols for said area to hopefully deter or disrupt the focus of crime in that area.
You're told to lock your home, outbuildings, and vehicles, and pocket the keys. A single-vehicle collision last weekend led to charges for the driver. Eric Thompson has more.
Perth County OPP have charged a 33-year-old Listowel man for failing to remain at the scene of a collision. According to police, the incident was reported on Sunday around 4:30 p.m. along Line 87 in the municipality of North Perth. It was reported that a pickup truck left the roadway and the driver was observed leaving the area. The Listowel man is now facing charges for dangerous operation and failure to remain. The accused is scheduled to appear in Stratford Court next month. OPP are still asking anyone who was in the area at the time of the collision and witnessed the pickup truck to contact them. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Eric Thompson.
Huron County is inviting all business owners and community members to its upcoming Thrive Economic Development Summit on May 14th and 15th. Vicki Loss, Director of Economic Development, says topics will be through the Huron County lens. However, it's for everyone. She outlines some of the topics that will be discussed.
Issues like welcoming communities, improving your tourism marketing, workforce attraction and retention. A number of different topics that will be relevant for our business partners as well as our municipal partners.
Tickets are $45 for one day or $75 for both. Tonight, we have a packed night of junior hockey on our airwaves. The Listowel Cyclones host the Fort Erie Meteors tonight at 7:30 live on CKNX and CKNX.ca with Ryan Drury and Scott Bridge on the call for Game 1 of the Sutherland Cup Round Robin. Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay will call the action from Alliston as the Hornets host the Hanover Barons for Game 5 live on cool94.5.ca with the Barons looking to end the series up 3-1. Canada's Sports Integrity Watchdog is pushing for stronger policies to prevent competitive manipulation and match-fixing at all levels of competition. The Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport issued its first draft of a new program to prevent competition manipulation on Wednesday, the same day that the NBA banned former Toronto Raptors backup centre Jontay Porter for his role in betting irregularities around his on-court performance. Jeremy Luke, the CEO of the Sport Integrity Body, said he hopes Porter's case is a wake-up call to Canadians. The NHL team moving from Arizona to Salt Lake City will be known as Utah, at least initially, until a long-term name is determined. The short timeline of relocating the club could mean it has a placeholder name for the first season, like the Professional Women's Hockey League did for year one, or Washington's NFL team had in 2020 and 2021, before becoming the Commanders. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.